Okay, we're going to begin on the photocopy that we have. Sorry, the class is dedicated, sponsored by Shandy Kelman of Shandy Cosmetics in the memory of her mother, Freda Bas Yitzchak Dov, and Neshama should have an Aliyah, Mechayel Lechayel. So we have a couple of different ma'amorim you want to see. The Sefer is Malchus Shlomo. We're not going to learn Midrash this morning because I wanted to do our last class before Pesach, a couple of inyanim that reflect forward to Pesach. The Malchus Shlomo is the Sefer of Divrei Torah and insights from my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Shlomo Twersky, the Horner Stifler Rebbe in Denver. And he did not write this Sefer, but his grandson did, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Nissan, and he compiled Divrei Torah and talks that Rabbi Twersky, his Zeta, gave over the course of many years and made them into a Sefer, which is Malchus Shlomo. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. So the first one we're going to see is on the left side of the page, where it says page Yud Zayin, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs into the page, Keneged Arba Abanim Dibra Torah. So this is a quote from the Haggadah, and it says that the Torah spoke corresponding to or in relationship to 4 sons, 4 different kinds of children. And these are all derived from psukim in the Torah, v'higadeta lebincha type of psukim, you shall teach it, you should say it over to your children, to your son. Echad chacham, ve'echad rasha, ve'echad tam, ve'echad she'enu yodea lishol. One is a chacham, the other is wicked. One is simple, that's the usual translation of tam is simple. And the other one is a person who does not know how to ask the question. Right, so a famous selection here from the Haggadah. Now Rabbi Twersky, Zatzal, he has a question on this, lichora. Apparently, hevelei lomar, you would think that the Haggadah would have written Echad Chacham V'Hasheni Rasha V'Ashlishi Tam, etc. The first one is the Chacham, the second one is a Rasha, the third one, you would expect that type of list. The first, the second, the third, the fourth. Uma Lashon Echad Chacham V'Echad Rasha. Why does it keep saying Echad? This one, this one, this one, instead of 1, 2, 3, and 4. So that's his question. And he answers, Ella, HaKavonahu, the intention is, Shehem Kulam Ish Echad. It's all one person. So Echad, Echad, Echad reflects that these are 4 dimensions of the character or the personality of one human being, of all of us. Ki be'emes yesh b'chol adam kol arba'a b'chinos elu. Because in truth, each person has these 4 dimensions to their personality. Now the last line is the one I'm going to focus on most. V'tzorich litein teshuva l'chol b'china l'fi darko. And you have to give a response to each facet according to its nature. So let me explain my perspective on Rabbi Twersky's words here. So first of all, the main idea that, yeah, there are 4 different kinds of people that you could identify as a Chacham or a Rasha. But he's saying that more so the Haggadah is talking about one person, and Echad, Echad, Echad is the same human being. And we all have inside of us a Chacham, and we have a Rasha, and we have a Tam, and an Eino Yodea Lishol. So how do we look at that? We could say like this. Let's say that we're asking a question. Let me say it a little differently first. First of all, try to project it onto somebody who's approaching you with a question. So somebody says, you know, I don't understand the following thing, and they ask a question. Now, we all know that in order to really respond to their question, we have to know, where are they coming from? What are they really asking? What are they really asking? So it could be an intellectual question, the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. We would call that a chacham. It's a question coming from wisdom. So we would try and give an answer that's based on chachma, on wisdom and intelligence and knowledge. We would try and do that. It could also be that the question is coming from Russia, meaning to say, they're not really asking a question. They're trying to debunk the Torah or discredit the Torah. And that's where the question is coming from. It's not a real question. Now, when it comes to something like that, then we have to usually give a different kind of answer, because where is this person coming from? Sometimes a person with that kind of a question is coming from their own pain, their own tsar. And what they're really asking is, can you help me? Now, can you do something to help me out? They may be saying, can you pay attention to me? I'm in need of something. So underneath the question, which has a bite to it, and we're supposed to dull that, hake yeshina, underneath that is a different kind of response than a wise, you might say, intellectual response. Then we could get a question from a tum, a person who's simple. All they want is a simple answer. Don't give me any complicated explanation. And I need to just tell me what to do. And that's a kind of question. And then we respond in a simple way. This is what you should do, and this is how it's done. V'zehu. No, nothing more. And then the Einu Yodea Lishol, you can see that a person has something on their mind and they don't even know how to say it. They're not even sure what to say. So then it's up to us, as the Haggadah says, at pesach lo, a feminine lashon, to try and bring it out of them, help them with their question, even to figure out what it is. Now that's to four different people. Now let's take Rabbi Twersky's words. I want to read the last line one more time. In the photocopy, we're on page Yud Zayin, and it's the fourth paragraph down about the Arba Abanim. So Rabbi Twersky says that the four Abanim are inside of each one of us. So the very last line, let's just read that again. V'tzorich litein teshuva l'chol b'china l'fi darko. You have to give a response to each facet according to its nature. So let's say that we ourselves individually have a chacham within us. So we're asking a question about something in the Torah or something in Avodas Hashem, and we really want to know the answer, and we want to know it in a deep way, and it's a sincere way. So we will pursue the response to our inner chacham question based on wisdom. We can also have another kind of question, which is based on our yetzer hara. The question is based out of anger or jealousy or tivus. That's the root of the question. And if we notice that in ourselves, that the motivation for my question is really not wisdom, but rather any of those other midos ra'os, that needs a different kind of response internally. What's bothering me? How come I'm feeling jealousy? How come I'm feeling anger? It's not about the literal question inside of ourselves. It's about the deeper question. And I'm saying Russia, not that we are Rishaim, Chas V'Shalom, but it's coming from the Yetzer Hara, that kind of question. And with some introspection, we can usually be aware of that. We also have a Tam inside of us, just a simple person who wants to know what to do in a situation. Not a sophisticated answer, not a response to need or anger, just a simple. And then the Einu Yodea Lishol, that we're in a situation, we find ourselves confronted or surrounded by something, we don't even know how to verbalize what we want to ask. We know that something is inside of us, bothering us, getting to us. I can't even figure out what I want to say. That's the Einu Yodea Lishol. It's Lav Davka that so uneducated and so ignorant that they don't even know how to ask the question. It's Lav Davka that. It means I can't even say the question. I don't even know how to formulate the question. So these are Arba Abanim, which live inside of each one of us. We have to respond to each part of our own character and our own personality according to where the question is coming from. And therefore the premise is self-awareness. We have to have a degree of self-awareness to figure out where am I coming from and therefore what kind of response do I need to myself. Kosher came to other people who are approaching us and certainly to ourselves as well. Okay, that's the first insight from Rabbi Twersky, any comments or questions? Rabbi Sinha, question or comment?
So one is this, I like the approach because to me it's, a lot of times we have the directive that we have to eradicate some thing, and to me it's just a given that these are there, and it's just a matter of how you respond to it. It's not, I need to be totally the chacham and I have to rid these other things. It just seems like it's an acceptance that this is part of the human experience. And the important thing is to recognize it and respond appropriately. You don't have to be so afraid of it. You just have to know how to respond to it.
Excellent. So the Rebbe's been saying that this is really acceptance, because sometimes we're taught to eradicate that part of your personality. It doesn't belong there, right? Get rid of it. Well, it's there. So we have to deal with it. We have to act toward it in the way it needs to be act. The Russia has a response. We answer the Russia. We don't say to him, leave the table. Now, we do say, if you were there, you wouldn't have left Mitzrayim. But I think that means this, that we're saying to this person, we're really saying something compassionate. You know, at this point in our lives, we all know people like this, that they're so negative that they're constantly distancing people from their lives. And they're very lonely people. And they end up their lives. Their family is isolated from them. Their friends have gone away from them. Why? Because of their poor behavior. They just can't get a handle on it. The most compassionate thing would be to be able to find a way to say to that person, if you keep doing this, you're going to keep driving all those people away. You're not going to get out of Mitzrayim if you keep acting like this. It's actually a kind thing to say. Because sometimes they're not even aware of why people are moving away from them. Not that this kind of personality is so easy to get through to and to talk to, but ultimately, we're saying to the Russia, had you behaved like this, you wouldn't get out. Meaning, you can change. You can change and you can get out. It's never too late. So the Russia has a response too. Everyone has a response. Do you have a further comment there?
I understand what you're saying. I just wonder if there's another aspect of that we're just not thinking. Like, we just don't know there's a question there, and we have to prod ourselves to, like, wake up and look for the questions. And like, it's not always that I'm frustrated because I don't know how to say it, but it's that I'm just not even thinking enough to have a question.
Great. I'm going to just say that. I'm not sure everybody could hear in the back that Revison is saying that. Sometimes the Einu De'el Lishol is that we're not thinking. The question is that we're just not thinking. So that's why there's no question there. And the idea there is to prod ourselves into opening up our mind and into thought so we have a question. Thank you, Scott. Anybody else had a comment? Elka, please.
I think it's interesting also with the word echad.
Yeah. So there's a certain dimion there. No, we have to make an important distinction though,
yes.
Right? Hashem has no facets, as we learn in the Derech Hashem. Achdus HaPashut, simple oneness. We can't divide Hashem into parts and different dimensions to Him. Hashem is complete oneness. And even though, as the Ramchal says, even though He contains everything, but not as different components, but within us, they're all different components.
Right.
So that respect, Hashem is different than anything else. But there is the idea of a certain achdus of the personality that we're looking for, you know, a harmonized, balanced personality. And that part, I think, is similar to trying to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that we're trying to have that shleimus achdus within ourselves. Thank you. Yes, please, Rabbi Sinha.
Elka said that I was thinking that Echad is 13.
Uh-huh.
So to me, that's the number of compassion. So we need to be compassionate on each one of these facets of our person.
Very good. So Echad is 13. The gematria of Echad is 13, Aleph Ches Dalet. And that's a Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So we have to have compassion on each one of those facets of our one personality. Very nice. Please, Abby, yeah.
So we might have this wish happened many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Somebody at a Shabbos table, I mean, totally inappropriate. And I, when you mention the Russia, like, okay, leave the table is the usual response. Mm-hmm. You're not behaving appropriately for the Shabbos table. Mm-hmm. But instead, you know, it's very touching. The person who was running the table, she said, I know you're doing this, and you want me to say leave the table, because that's where you're being. But no, we're going to talk this out, and you are accepted the way you mm-hmm. are, and we're going to be okay. So you think you're acting up to cause that. So that's really what we're doing with the Russia.
Right.
You mentioned Russia. We're not saying go away. We're saying, okay, okay. Just sit, relax. We're not giving up on you, mm-hmm. even if you gave up
Very
on
good.
Yourself.
Very good. And that person that you're mentioning, I think she got it.
She
understood that there's something deeper going on.
And then everything was smooth.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledge, right? Acknowledge, validate
it.
And you know, by the way, the word hakei eshina, which is often mistranslated, it does not mean punch out. It's with a kuf. It means to dull. To dull the sharpness of their teeth. It does not mean to knock out their teeth. That would be hakei with a kuf. Punch them out. But hakei with a kuf is to take off the edge, the bitterness, you might say, of what's happening in the Russia's life. Okay, now we'll go on to another one. I just had to take a moment to switch the...